You're going to need to turn this morning to Genesis chapter 7. Genesis chapter 7, which is on page 8 of the church Bibles. If you're visiting us this morning, we've been going through some of these early chapters of Genesis. Genesis chapter 7 is kind of in the middle of a really famous true story from the Bible about a man called Noah. Chapter 1, verse 7 says this: "The Lord then said to Noah, 'Go into the ark, you and your whole family, because I have found you righteous in this generation. Take with you 7 pairs of every kind of clean animal, a male and its mate, and 1 pair of every kind of unclean animal, a male and its mate, and also 7 pairs of every kind of bird, male and female, to keep the various kinds alive throughout the earth. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights, and I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made.' And Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters came on the earth. And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds and of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah and entered the ark as God had commanded Noah. And after the 7 days, the floodwaters came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, on the 17th day of the second month, on that day, all the springs of the great deep burst forth, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and rain fell on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On that very day, Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, together with his wife and the wives of his 3 sons, entered the ark. They had with them every wild animal according to its kind, all livestock according to their kinds, every creature that moves along the ground according to its kind, and every bird according to its kind, everything with wings. Pairs of all creatures that have the breath of life in them came to Noah and entered the ark. The animals going in were male and female of every living thing, as God had commanded Noah. Then the Lord shut him in. For 40 days, the flood kept coming on the earth. And as the waters increased, they lifted the ark high above the earth. The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. They rose greatly on the earth, and all the high mountains under the entire heavens were covered. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. Every living thing that moved on land perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. The waters flooded the earth for 150 days." And this is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hey, grown-ups, if you have your Bible open at Genesis chapter 7, boys and girls, if you watch the front, everything here will be at the front, maybe on my board or, here. Lots of people are wondering this morning why I've come dressed in my pajamas, okay? If you're visiting us, that's unusual even for me, okay? But here I am in my pajamas, and Nathan especially had a bit of a laugh about me wearing my pajamas. Well, I'm dressed a little bit differently because, well, I want to make a point. I'm the odd one out this morning. I don't think anyone else has come to, not even little Katie's in her pajamas a few months old. Only me, I'm the odd one out. I know that we don't like to be the odd ones out. We love to fit in. But Genesis chapter 7 teaches us something that is true for believers in the Lord Jesus throughout the Bible, throughout the lives of every believer. Whether we like it or not, we believers in Jesus will be the odd ones out in the world. Not because we come to church wearing pajamas, okay? Or because we wear specs or the food we eat or something like that. We will be the odd ones out because of BWGS. BWGS. Okay, we'll say that together. We'll be the odd ones out because of
BWGS.
Excellent, you're getting it. Now you're thinking, what is BWGS? We'll get to that in a moment. All right, I'll tell you in a moment. But BWGS was what was true of a man called Noah and his family. Noah and his family were BWGS. Noah was told by God to build a huge boat called an ark because God was going to flood the whole earth. Noah and his family were the odd ones out. As were the creatures who went onto the ark with Noah. They were the odd ones out. They were BWGS. Noah and his family were the odd ones out when the flood waters came onto the earth and wiped everything else out. Do you know, right at the end of the chapter, we're told something that's really quite sad. Verse 23, the last little sentence says, only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark. The odd ones out were the only ones left. What is this BWGS that is so important and marked out Noah? And I hope will mark out us as well. Well, really simply, it's this. Believe what God says. BWGS. Believe what God says. I believe this morning that every person here is actually a descendant, a family member of Noah and his family. What do I mean? Well, if we go far enough back, you're great, 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 granddad would have been Noah. Because only Noah was left and those with him in the ark. Now, the Bible says something else as well. That Noah's not just a physical ancestor, but he's also a spiritual ancestor. To believe what God says is to live by faith. If we believe in the Lord Jesus, Noah's a spiritual ancestor. God warned Noah that something was going to happen. And Noah believed what God said. He believed it. The big question I think Genesis 7 asks us this morning, do we believe what God says? Do we believe what God says? Is that shaping our lives now? Do we believe what God says? Nothing matters more for our lives now or for eternity than whether or not we believe what God says. Do you know this is how we were made to live? But none of us want to live that way. This is the life that the Lord Jesus calls us to live. If we are his followers, this is the life that the Holy Spirit helps us to live. But do we BWGS? Now here's something really important. I want to show you from Genesis 7 how God often works in our world so that we can be sure to believe what God says. I want to show you, this is so important, but I want to show you how God works so that we'll believe what he says. Do you know the first thing in Genesis 7 that he does? He does this. He tells Noah, this is what I'm going to do. He tells us what he's going to do. Where's Noah? Here's Noah and his wife, Mrs. Noah. Okay? Noah was married. He had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Unusual names, but They're his sons. And his wife, his sons were married as well. But God said to Noah in chapter 6 that he was going to flood the earth. He was going to destroy all the brilliant things that he had made. All people. Why? Because God had looked down and he saw that people's hearts were evil. And they wanted to do evil things all the time. People were violent. People were wicked. Their hearts were turned against God. They would not listen to God. And God was really, really sad about it. Chapter 7, verse 4. 7 days from now, I will send rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And I will wipe from the face of the earth every living creature I have made. Boys and girls, I know this story really well. I've heard this story probably from when I was Katie's age. Really, really young. This was not an easy decision for God to make. He had to wipe out every living thing because of sin and wickedness in our world. You know, sometimes we might see floods on our TV. And when we see floods on TV, it looks kind of shocking. Remember, was it last year, those floods in Pakistan, and it was awful. The floods that we see on TV are nothing in comparison to the massive flood that God sent on the earth, where everything and everyone die. If we're to believe what God says, we've got to listen and say, look, God tells us this is what he's going to do, but there's something else. We should believe what God says, because God says to Noah, Noah, this is what you need to do. In chapter 6, Noah was called to build something. What do you think Noah had to build? Yes, Jimmy. Definitely an ark. Magic, Jimmy. Now, I have no idea. I doubt the ark looked like this, but we'll just put a picture up there so you know something about it. Noah was called to build an ark, and God told him how to build it, what kind of wood he was to use, and how big it was, and how to make it waterproof, and he was to make a door and a slit in the roof, and he was to take into the ark two of every kind of some animal, and seven of every kind of other animals, so that after the flood had gone, everything could start again. God said to Noah, make sure there's enough food for everything that comes as well. Then at the start of chapter 7, the Lord said to Noah, go into the ark, you and your whole family. If we are to be those who believe what God says, we need to listen when God says, this is what I'm going to do. And we need to listen when he tells us, this is what you need to do. But there's something else that makes me believe what God says, and it's this. God did exactly what he said he would do. If Jake was to come out the front and said to you, I can jump over the church building. You think Jake could do that? Don't think so. Okay? Now, if I get Sharon out here and Sharon said to us, I'm the best netball player in the world. I don't think she is. No, she's not. She's not. Okay? Now, if I told you that I can always solve the hardest puzzle in the newspaper every single day. See, there's already people shaking their heads. Okay? Now, you're right. Sometimes I like to joke and kid on. But what about when God says something? You see, when God says something, it is not a joke. We should take it really, really seriously. When he says he's going to do something, he does it. Now, let me show you something. This just got my attention the other day. Think of the animals that went on the ark. I mean, I don't know what was on the ark. We're not told, but maybe
a lion.
A lion? Yeah? Okay. Now, maybe in your books it says, you know, Noah and his sons, and they went out and they got the animals and they brought them on the ark. Well, I wouldn't like to try and do that with a lion or an elephant or something like that. Okay? But listen to this. Verse 7. Okay? And Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives entered the ark to escape the waters of the flood. Pairs of clean and unclean animals, of birds and of all creatures that move along the ground, male and female, came to Noah. Noah wasn't chasing around after lions and elephants. Somehow, God made them come. come to him. Verse 10, and after 7 days, the flood waters came on the earth. You know, verse 11 tells us that it was in the 600th year of Noah's life. It was the 17th day of the second month. In our calendar, it was the 17th of February. Okay, that's what, Friday? Amazing. Good timing. Now, it's an exact date and place and time. As if the Bible wants us to make sure this really happened. This was an actual moment in history where God did exactly what he said he would do. Why did it rain for 40 days and 40 nights? God did exactly what he said he would do. Look at verse 16, right at the end. Then the Lord shut him in. It wasn't Noah realizing, well, you know, everyone's here now, let's lock the door and off we go sailing. You know, ahoy there, mateys, and all that. God shut them in. Exactly the right time. I wonder, as they were building the ark, again, I've got no idea if this is true or not, but I imagine if it was me building an ark, the big question in Trisha's mind is this going to work? Okay. Is it going to float? There's no windows on the ark. There's only a slit at the top. Is it going to be safe? Verse 18, the waters rose and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the water. God did exactly what he said he would do. Now, the last bit of the chapter is really, really sad, because God had said that he was going to wipe every living creature out. Now, I want you to join in with me, okay? I'm going to read from verse 20, where it says every or everything. I want you to shout that out with me, okay? If it says every or everything, shout it out with me. I'll read from verse 20. The waters rose and covered the mountains to a depth of more than 15 cubits. Every living thing that moved on land perished. Birds, livestock, wild animals, all the creatures that swarm over the earth, and all mankind. Everything on dry land that had the breath of life in its nostrils died. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground, and the birds were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark. The language used is that God wiped everything out. You guys know I like my board. I've got some stuff on my board. If I want to start again, what do I do? What did God do with the flood? He wiped everything out. It's really, really serious. There was nothing left. Just the ark and the people in it and the creatures inside. Why should we believe what God says? God says, this is what I'm going to do. He says, Noah, this is what you need to do. And then he did exactly what he said he would do. Wonder if you believe what God said. Now, boys and girls, I think this story, one of the things about this story is here is a bit of a signpost to point us to something else. Another big event in the history of our world. And it's going to be another day of judgment, another day of God wiping stuff out. It's not going to be with a flood. But the Bible says that one day the Lord Jesus is going to return. And for those of us who don't believe what God says, that actually will be a very scary day. Because the New Testament tells us what's going to happen. There'll be a day of wipeout, a day of judgment, a day of judgment on the earth. And either we'll be safe or face God's judgment of hell. You know, boys and girls, I don't have to work hard to have an evil heart, to say the things and do the things that God says I shouldn't do. And I really enjoy it. And the Bible says that my sin deserves God's punishment. And God says, this is what I'm going to do. To you, one day it will be punished. Do you know what he tells us though? He says, dude, this is what you need to do. We need an ark, a place of safety, a place where the judgment, the water can't touch us. And the Bible says it's the Lord Jesus Christ, that we've got to put our trust in him, that he went to the cross and died to face all the judgment that my sin deserves, that your sin deserves. And as we believe what God says, we cry out, Lord Jesus, forgive me. Then all the punishment is placed on him and we are totally, completely, utterly safe. As we trust Jesus, God will do exactly what he said he would do and rescue us. Now, it's not happened yet. But when God makes a promise, his record on them are really pretty good. And so we need to be ready. Only those who believe what God says, that if we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, then we'll be saved, that salvation is given to no other name under heaven by which we must be saved other than the Lord Jesus Christ. Only those who act like no and believe what God says will be rescued. Now, I'm not asking if your mom and dad believe what God says, or if you come to church, or if you sing the songs. I'm asking you this morning, do you believe what God says? And you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. What about those of us who are believers in Jesus, who do BWGS? Well, Noah tells us what it looks like to keep on being people who BWGS. See, what do we learn about Noah in this chapter? He believed what God said, and he obeyed. What had God commanded? To build an ark. Did Noah build an ark?
Yes.
Yes, he did. When God said, take the animals into the ark, did Noah obey?
Yes.
Yes, he did. When he said, get all the food ready and make sure everything's in place, did he obey?
Yes.
Yes, he did. Did he take his family onto the ark?
Yes.
Yes, he did. You see, faith, believing what God says, it's not just something that happens inside our heads. It's shown in the way that we live. If we are those who BWGS, we will obey what God says and keep on obeying. And maybe there's something here this morning, someone here this morning, and you're not being obedient. And you need to say sorry. And the great news for those of us who love the Lord Jesus is that there's always forgiveness. Something else about Noah. He stood out. He stood out. Not because he went under the ark wearing his pajamas, but because he showed faith. He believed what God said. He could not hide his faith. There was a 450-foot boat behind his house that showed he believed what God said. And if we believe what God says, we'll be the odd ones out. It might even make people laugh at us. I think people probably laughed at Noah and his family. But remember Noah. He told people that God would flood the earth. I don't think people believed him. But one day it started to rain. Don't be surprised if we're laughed at for following Jesus. But what we must do is pray that people would ask us, why do you stand out? Why do you believe what God says? And then we can tell others about the Lord Jesus and the hope that we have. Just one last thing. If we are trusting Jesus, then we are safe. We're in the place of safety. You know, his death is a guarantee of our safety. His resurrection is a declaration that we will be with him forever. Safety in our world is really, really shaky. But when we believe what God says and trust Jesus, we will be safe for eternity. That even if our life ends today or tomorrow, we'll immediately go and be with Jesus. That safety is only found by believing what God says. Just one last time. Are you someone who believes what God says? Do you BWGS? Maybe for the first time this morning, you think, I want to BWGS. I want to believe what God says. I want to be a follower of Jesus. Well, I'm going to pray now. And if you want to pray this prayer, just pray it quietly, perhaps in your head. Just repeat it after me, the words that I'm going to say. And come and find me afterwards if you did that. And I'd love to chat to you a bit more. Let's pray, shall we? Lord Jesus, like the people of Noah's day, there's lots of evil in my heart. I believe what you say, that I need you to forgive my sin, that you died in my place and rose again. I want to follow you. Believe what you say. Amen.